We have Chatham Baroque, The Art of the Trio. This time it is the holiday edition. It's the annual showcase of the talents of the artistic directors Andrew Fouts, Patricia Halverson, and Scott Pauley at the holiday time. And Andrew Fouts is here with me this morning. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning, Anna.
Well, but you just came back from Washington, D.C. You were playing Bach all this weekend.
I did. I had the great privilege to play the Christmas Oratorio with the Washington Bach Consort. We did four of the six cantatas in a beautiful hall, Strathmore Hall, just outside the district in Maryland. And it's becoming a holiday tradition for the Bach Consort. And it's really just such an incredible piece of music and such a great group.
Oh, absolutely. Well, so I'm glad you're back.
The holiday season is now kicked off in my mind. With Advent and the Christmas Oratorio performed, and I went to see the Messiah at the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra last week, which was just
stunning.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, people came out in droves and just were really celebrating. I think being in a packed house again felt so good.
It is really nice. People coming out and enjoying all of the music that is being made during this holiday season. And yet another tradition, and I'm excited about this because it's the Art of the Trio, but it's the holiday edition. Normally, we hear the trio either in November, maybe in February. So this year, you get to take the holidays into effect with the music that's being performed.
Yeah, and it's a great way this year to clarify the scope of our repertoire. You know, we always use the program to really celebrate the solo repertoire that's out there for each of our instruments and or sonatas for each of our instruments, often trio sonatas for gamba and violin. And, you know, it's always just music that we love.
But
we love to program with a real distinct thread, of course. And so this holiday program will include music that we will recognize as holiday music from the Baroque, but also, you know, representative of different countries that will also be playing regular sort of sonatas.
Well, you have the Noël Nouvelet and the Greensleeves, of course, songs that we attach to this holiday season.
Yeah, and some dances by German composer Michael Pretorius. Es ist ein Rosensprungen, arrangements that we've sort of distilled from Praetorius arrangements, Lohau, Rose Air Blooming, and In Dulci Jubilo. Then we also are playing some wonderful sonatas. The most specifically holiday-oriented is this wonderful sonata, Pastorale, by Giuseppe Tartini.
Wow. Okay.
Which is cool on a number of levels. Tartini's music is just wonderful, and he's, you know, the violinist's violinist and composer.
And why is that? Tell me.
Because he played the violin.
Okay, and he understood the instrument.
Really for the violin.
Okay.
Concerti and sonatas, trio sonatas. So he knows the instrument very well, its idioms, and he knows how to make it maximize, you know, its technical potential. Which is a way of saying he knows how to make music which is actually very idiomatic and possible to play sound really difficult and fantastical and wondrous and kind of mind-boggling. And there's a quality to this sonata that's very distinct, particularly in Tartini's rep, where he uses scordatura tuning. And you notice I came into the studio with two violins.
You did come in with, it's like, oh my goodness, he's weighted down with many violins today.
Yeah, so this sonata has the violin tune up the bottom two strings, the G and the D, up one whole step to A and E. And of course, the top two strings are also A and E. So what you have then is kind of what a real
parallel, sort of,
with all the open strings, which are super resonant in and of themselves. They're all sympathetically resonant because they're all in the same chord, A major, and the piece is in A major. And effectively, what you have then, what he's able to utilize and really easily technically, is a drone. Or, you know, just constantly referencing those A and E, and those A and E strings at the bottom sympathetically vibrating with all the melodic material to a greater degree than they would otherwise if they were at G and D.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just really easy to just roll a chord and have those two lower chord tones in there. And it just has the violin characteristics really change. Of course, you have more tension then on the bass too, so it has a brighter, more ready sizzle.
Sizzle, I like that. Yeah.
And it just kind of rings, like, with this ebullience about it. And it's called Sonata Pastorale, so it somewhat has a narrative quality to it, or it's just evocative, beginning with a very sweet, melodic, slow movement with a beautiful melody, going into a dance, going into a sort of drone-like musette section. It has this sense of mystery and wonder and just excitement about it.
Well, I mean, we think of pastorals during this holiday season as the shepherds and possibly dancing out in the fields or enjoying themselves and then, of course, coming to the manger and that sort of thing. So there's that. It sounds like there's that quality to it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very evocative of that sort of Acadian shepherd-like scene. And, of course, we associate shepherds
we did.
With this time of year and the nativity. So that there's that wonderful violin piece. We're playing a few other violin sonatas by composers you know.
Well, there's the Wachadauf, the Bach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. So, I mean, also, everybody's going to just go,
sleepers awake.
Ah, here we are. Yes. Music that we know and love. And then the Kommst du nun, Jesu, von Himmel herunter, the BWV 650, and oh my goodness, just all these beautiful things. And the best thing is that two of the performances are taking place at the Pittsburgh Theological Seminary, which, if you haven't had an opportunity to enjoy Chatham Baroque in that space, it's great. But then, of course, the beautiful church in Millvale, where you have the Max Ovanka murals, and that concert is on Friday night.
Correct. Yeah, Friday night. And we've developed a wonderful relationship with the Society to Preserve the Millvale Murals of Max Ovanka over the years performing there. And it's just wonderful to showcase that space, which, of course, is such a treasure in our civic heritage, in our cultural heritage here in Pittsburgh. Just so beautiful. And a wonderful acoustic.
And, an amazing acoustic.
An amazing acoustic.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of resonance and ebullience, just striking. And to be immersed in that space and hear this music, I think, or any music for that matter, is a confluence
a lot of fun
of
to yes.
experience.
So you have the a bit of Schmelzer, but also the Robert de Vise, a suite of French dances, and Noël. Tell me a little bit about that.
De Vise was a theorbo player. Working in France and composed a lot of music, really, just for the court and often just for really private entertainment of the king. So it's just this for the theorbo. So this is a solo theorbo piece.
Nice.
And so that's to showcase the wonderful talents and sounds of
Scott Pauley.
Scott Pauley.
And he's also, it looks like he's also playing the Baroque guitar for maybe one or two pieces.
Sure, yeah. And specifically the Tartini.
Oh, okay.
And just because that has that fun party-like percussive quality, it works really well on that piece for particularly the dance movements.
Oh, I love how Tartini, after his father's death, kind of revolted and married an older woman of lower social standing. So, yeah, it's just some interesting tidbits here in the bio.
Oh, yeah. He certainly had this aspect of being an iconoclast, I think, in his music and in his writings about music. He was a trailblazer, for sure.
Excellent.
And
excellent.
You mentioned that we'll also be playing some solo viol music by Marin Marais.
Oh.
A suite of the Marais is to the gamba in terms of solo rep as solo Bach is to the violin, except that there's a great deal more music to choose from. We have the six sonatas and partitas, but there are just hundreds and hundreds of suites and dances for solo viol. Marais played the viol and composed, therefore, a lot of music. And, you know, it just is all, it's just all exquisite, wonderful.
Really?
I mean, iconic French composer for the instrument that really celebrates the beautiful timbres and elegance and the, you know, sort of all the attributes of the gamba.
Of
its chordal resonance and
it's such a
It's like, a regal instrument.
Yeah, but it's like caramel. It's like being wrapped in a beautiful sort of velvety caramel type of sound.
I love that. I'm going to tell. I hope Patty heard that.
I love, too, the fact that you always take the time, the three of you always take the time to come together and make beautiful music, because you have been together now for quite a 12 years, is it, the three of you?
I'm coming up on the end of my 14th season.
Your 14th season.
I'm in my 15th season.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, quite a long time. And tell us a little bit about the synchronicity of that, just being able to play with your friends, your fellow artistic directors, what that's like.
Oh, it's...
It's like you breathe together. And
It's wonderful. It's a privilege to be able to have this continuity and this scope of performance history. We often get together for a gig with, you play with many of the same people, but sometimes there's a lot of flux in an ensemble when you have larger ensembles or you freelance, which is wonderful to meet new people and to hear new ways of playing and to expand. But there is something to knowing the musical characteristics and language and stylistic traits of your colleagues and having that embedded into your understanding of your musical relationship and each other's musicianship. You trust them. You know where to put that third.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Right.
You know how you like to tune together.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sort of predict the way somebody's going to phrase something.
Right.
To a certain extent. But then also instantly be conscientious of where they're being extemporaneous.
Yes, and where they might choose to go.
And be attuned to that in a very personal way.
Absolutely. Chatham Baroque, the Art of the Trio, the Holiday Edition, with performances in Millvale on Friday evening and then Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is at 7:30, and so is Friday at St. Nicholas Church, 7:30, and then 2:30, Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. And you can get tickets by going to chathambaroque.org. Just get the subscription series, because there are some amazing concerts coming up in 2023.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Very, very exciting concerts that are coming up. But once again, just to be able to sit there and enjoy Chatham Baroque with Andrew Fouts violin, Patricia Halverson, viola da gamba, and Scott Pauly on both the orbo and baroque guitar. Well, you have rehearsal after this, so enjoy. And
thanks
so much for stopping by, Andrew. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Likewise, Anna. Thank you.
Thanks.